my Bible belt?
Welcome back to another episode. I know it's been a while, guys, but I'm back, baby. It's been hot. It's fucking... the weather's stupid as fuck, and that's why I haven't been doing a podcast. I'm sorry. And I have my my neighbor and my buddy, Mark, with me today.
Yo, yo, what's up, what's up?
Orale, homie. Actually, you can look, you can bring the mics like this. Look, oh, hey, oh, look at that.
I can hold it, make it feel like I'm singing or something.
You can put it, if you want to put it on your lap like this, so you can be more comfortable. Look at that. Whoa.
Now I'm more nervous. I feel like I'm going to drop
I think it should be big enough. Or use the cereal box.
Nah, dude, that's cool. I want to look at it.
Hell yeah. Welcome back, guys, to another episode. Yeah, you can hold it like this. Look, miracia. Oh, yeah. Lay back like this. There you go. See?
See, look, everything's moving. Okay, there we go. There we go.
Hey, there you go. Nice. We're back, baby. Sick. How's it going, man?
Good. You know, it's been... it's been very hot lately as we've all been sweating and shit, passing out and dying. And
wait, what happened? You went to a Snow the Product concert? Snow the Product concert.
Yes, sir. Big shout out, first of all, to Snow the Product because we love her.
To SP, baby. STP.
She had a concert in Fresno this past Saturday.
Was that the closest concert to here?
I mean, it was her first concert back, you know, since COVID and everything started. Yeah. It's been her first concert back. And, you know, me and my girl... we're huge fans.
Yeah.
And she, you know, my girl got the tickets and all that. So we went out there for the Fresno show. And, you know, we left that same morning. So it was early. And I don't, you know.
How long ago was it?
Saturday. This past Saturday.
It was fucking hot Saturday.
It was hot. It hit like from when the Uber dude was telling us. Like the whole time he was quiet. The whole ride he didn't say shit until we're like 2 minutes away. And he's like, damn, it's 1:11. And I'm like, the time? Like, that's early.
I'm like, oh, thank you for the time.
No. And then, like, the temperature. And I was like, oh, shit.
And this is an outside concert?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
The venue and all that was, like, at a stadium.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't in the actual stadium. It was like, you get past the gates, but you're off to the side.
You're pretty much like, and Fred, that part of the California is fucking hot, bro.
Hell yeah, man.
It's fields.
It was not pleasant.
And then, so wait. So you were just exposed to the sun the whole time. Everybody was.
Yeah, I mean, I bought a hat. Too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was. I mean, it was my fault. I feel for just not being prepared at all.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't know how.
As in water or what?
Everything, man. I was super dehydrated, sleep deprived, hungry.
Yeah.
On top of that, and then I got pretty high. So as always, you know, I feel like it all took its effect at once while I'm just sitting or standing there in the sun. You know.
Yeah.
I'm just marinating in all my shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then fucking, dude.
And I was wearing jeans on top of it. Like, I kept telling my girl, like, yo, my balls are hot. Like, I'm wearing a fanny pack, of course, because that's how I roll. But
it's because you guys weren't expecting it to be that hot, right?
No, and we weren't expecting to be standing there for so long because, like I said, we were not prepared.
Yeah.
Because we follow Snow the Product's, like, podcasts and everything.
Yeah.
So she had mentioned on there that it's like, oh, I'm not like the gates open at 6 and all that, but I'm not going to get out there till 9:30.
6 p.m.
Yeah,
6 in the 6 morning.
6 p.m. No. God, no. 6 p.m. But that she was going to come out 9:30 and we were
when it cools down, right?
Yeah, okay. So we were there like, you know, I was rushing from here from, you know, from Whittier all the way to Fresno to where it was at to check into our room and then Uber over there.
What time did you guys get to the venue?
We got there like 5:45 maybe. Okay, we got there early. We got there on time.
So it's still fucking hot.
So yeah, we were there the whole time, not knowing that, because I was expecting, oh, okay, so we got to be here at 6. She's probably going to come out like at 7, you know?
Yeah.
Makes sense. But we didn't know she was going to have openers. And then one of the dudes was
fucking
like, yo,
shit.
Let me do another song.
You're like, no, don't do another song, bro.
I was literally, because we're right at the front. And I was like, I liked you, bro. That's cute and all, but I'm not here for you.
What's this guy's name? Let's fucking talk
shit to him.
I don't know.
I don't even remember. I passed out, Martin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You
can. So he's like in the middle of rapping and I'm just like, nah. And then bam, on the floor.
So wait, so what do you remember what was happening in your head when you were about to faint?
Dude, yes.
It just turned black or what?
No, that's the funny thing. I passed out twice.
Yeah.
But okay, so the
have you ever passed out before?
You know, no. I've only come close to it. And one of the times was when we were here, when me and Adrian were here having like dinner for something.
Was it Thanksgiving?
I think so.
Was it when you're really high?
Yeah, it's because I tried this new
the cocoa bomb.
The cocoa bomb.
Was it just weed?
It was, I mean, whatever levels of THC were in it. And then, but she had mentioned that like, oh yeah, you were starving yourself too, because we were going to eat, you know, cause you guys were going to make the food. So I'm like, yeah, you're right. I've been starving myself all day. And then the first thing I have is that cocoa bomb, the weed cocoa bomb. And it just fucked me up. That's I couldn't even eat. Yeah.
That's the only thing in your system then.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just me too. I'm a lightweight. Yeah. So, you know, it happens.
Crazy. So when you passed out, what do you see, dude? Because I passed out only once.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was skateboarding in the heat. And I remember I just like got up quick and then
but you don't remember falling down.
I don't remember falling down. I remember just waking up and being like, whoa, what the fuck? I was on the floor already. Yeah.
So I mean, in the middle of all that, I remember like still clearly I was just thinking, like, cause me and my girl were both like, damn, it's getting late and we're tired, you know? So we're just like the dudes are coming up to record everybody, like the fans, and we're like, oh, we're looking at each other, and then we tell each other, like, fuck, I don't want to have to pretend we're happy. Not that we're not happy, it's just we're not like fucking jumping around and throwing smiles. Like she's like, I don't want to have to smile if I don't need to. And I'm like, I agree. But you know, then the dude comes around with the phone, like, yeah, everybody put your we're looking at each other, then we look at the phone, we're like, yeah, throwing up the peace signs and shit. But we're like, as soon as he walks away, we're just like, oh, I'm tired. And then we're all the way in the front. Like, we're right at the what is it, the barricade thing? So we're just, like, waiting.
When concerts like that, bro, because I've only been to a couple of concerts, and when I see shit like that, restrooms are far. People just pee there, right?
Yeah, you couldn't, like,
people just, because if you lose your friends, you're not going
to fucking... If you lose your spot. We had a really good spot, so I'm like, we can't even go to the bathroom. We can't go get water.
So people just pee there, right? They just pull out their dicks?
I mean, I have not seen a dude whip his dick out in front of me and piss at a concert.
Yeah.
But I have seen chicks... Like,
if they have skirts, it's
go
easy.
Go sit somewhere, and then like crouch and piss, which I mean,
sounds
whatever.
Like a karate movie, crouching, pissing,
hidden piss,
crouching, pissing, dragon.
Either way, I'd probably watch it. But I mean, this time though, I'm pretty sure people were because there was a lot of ratchets, you know. The ratchets love snow though, so that's part of her.
How ratchet was it, dude? Because like, you say it was like fucking like,
you know, I can't get the image out of one specific.
It was just young woman. People, right? Like,
there was a majority of them were young for sure,
like teens and like early 20s probably.
Oh god, definitely some late teens. There was like some kid who I thought was lost, and you know he plays Fortnite most likely. But he's all like swagged out,
swaggy waggy,
and. I think he was drinking like Kool-Aid because he was underage.
But
he was yelling. He was talking like a rapper that from the hood. And I was like, okay, all right.
Was he part of the show?
No, he was not. Just another kid around us in the crowd.
Damn, dude. Sounds horrible. I can't think of the last time I went to something like that in the heat. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was young, fucking, they would have in the Whittier and Narrows. It was fucking, what was it? This was like 15 years ago. They had like this huge fucking like concert. They had Jenny Rivera and all this. And I went with my mom. I was a kid.
What the hell?
It was Jenny Rivera and all my. It was like pretty much like paisas. You know that kind of music. What's that kind of music?
So like, it was like Secret Underground.
No, it wasn't, dude. It was just the whole. Because you know how big Weir Narrows is.
Yeah, dude, the whole city's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. So Weir Narrows, the park, it's like it was like a big old festival, dude. I wish I can remember. I can probably look it up, but. I remember going there. There's a whole bunch of fucking. It was like, I don't know. I don't know if you know this. Do you have TikTok?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
So on TikTok, the explore page, it goes too much. The explore page is very geo. What's it called?
Geo oriented or something or what?
Like what's it called?
The geographical.
Map? Geographical. So it's like it depends where you're at. So if you're like in this area, it'll show you
Okay.
So.
I mean, geography oriented in some sense, but yeah.
Geocache? No, that's not fucking. So fucking, they keep showing these videos of this place in Pico Rivera called Picolandia.
Okay.
And it's like this huge fucking, it's like a, ¿cómo se dice? Donde, like a rodeo. Mm-hmm. Like there's like a rodeo and then fucking people, what's it called? They have concerts there, but it's like concerts. They have a banda performing there and people just are dancing in the middle.
Yeah.
And it keeps popping up on my page all the time. And then it's just like, and people, and I keep seeing videos of people being like, why do I keep getting videos about this place? And it's white people saying,
oh, it's because it's in their hood.
Yeah.
That's why.
But it just keeps spreading, you know? Yeah. So like people that are friends with other people that don't live around the area, they see these videos about Picolandia. And it's just like, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Because I've heard of this place before and it looks, dude. It looks cracking, and Stephanie was like, yeah, like, fucking that shit. You never heard of it?
No, not of Picolandia, no.
Have you heard of El Rodeo?
El Rodeo, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it's almost similar like that.
Okay.
But it was like a nightclub, because I remember they used to do comedy shows in Pico Rivera at two places called 58 Bar and Grill, and next door was El Rodeo. And when they would do shows at Rodeo, it was ghetto. Like, people would always, like, start fights there. Yeah.
I mean, probably now still, just because, you know, the clubs have been closed, but pretty sure people are still just as violent and ghetto.
Here, I'm going to look Picolandia.
So it sounds like a place like, oh, it's a nice name. But then you get there and it's super ghetto. What is that? Yeah, see, that's that stuff I don't do.
Yeah, so I'm like,
I mean, I'd go for the tacos for sure.
So it's a huge thing that you're dancing in the fucking dirt, there, bro.
It's not like a building or anything.
It's like a rodeo. The bulls and shit like that.
But like on dirt and everything, right? Like I'm saying, like it's not like, oh, you're in a place on concrete or
no. Like, it's like in,
it's all dirt, right?
You see, so it looks like it's like a rodeo. So it does look like it's just dirt, you know?
Oh yeah. Like stomping on the, yeah, okay.
So I guess that's every weekend, and like people are just posting these videos about people getting ratchet there. So I'm like assuming that's like almost the same crowd, but maybe. But
no, that's more like paisa. Yeah. That I mean, I don't do it myself, but I guess I'm more comfortable around it.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, you know, if you want to just chill, you could chill. If not, you can get on the dance floor, you know?
We got to make a trip there now
to
Picolandia.
I mean, I'm down, you know, like.
It sounds like a Portlandia.
But the ghetto version.
Yeah.
The scary ghetto version.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm brown though, so maybe I'll be okay. Maybe. I don't know.
We got to go.
Yeah. And I speak Spanish, so I'll be fine.
Vamos. Necesitamos que ir.
You know what? Like, because I've been seeing more of the Avenue 26 stuff, like people posting about
that. What do you say, on TikTok or on Instagram?
Well, my girl, because, you know, she's on TikTok all the time, but she was like, oh, look, there's a, you know, they're mentioning Avenue 26. And I was like, oh, damn. And then I see it on like Instagram and stuff. I'm like, it's popping up more and more. Yeah. And I'm like, I only heard of it because of you and Steph. And, you know, we've been going and I've been telling other people, like, yeah, that shit's pretty cool. It's a good time. My brothers are like, I'm going to take some girl on a date. Go ahead. Do whatever. Yeah, but it's cool. And then I'm like, it's blowing up now. And I'm like, that's good because everything's opening up again.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of these people, like, they're, you know, they're people that work regular jobs, but then, you know, they need the side money, the side hustle. Yeah. And they just show up whenever they can. And they've been doing it for years because my dad told me about how that place has like been active back. Well, I mean, you too, right? When they used to shut it down all the time.
It was like 10 years ago, but like, I guess.
It became more of a thing for the community too.
Yeah,
everybody just shows up.
So your dad.
He's been to it too.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's been around for a while.
Because I remember like 10 years ago, dude, going there just for those tacos.
Yeah, just for the
on the weekdays, because I never went there at night. I mean, on the weekends. So,
because everybody was working the Monday through Fridays.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's funny because I'm thinking that like that just started happening like within like the last year. But I guess it's been a thing.
It became more of a thing. It's just like, especially now with, you know, social media.
Yeah.
They're able to blow up more. Like I follow one of the dudes who's a vendor there because it's like a little weed shop. And but I'm like, the dude, he's super cool. Like people there, like he's like a swap meet really. And it's like, you know, if you're cool with them, like they'll even like, oh, get this and this. I'll give you another discount. And I did. I get stuff, but they're always, you know, they're always cool, and they try to post stuff online as well.
Oh yeah.
So it's like they get more people to come.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's pretty cool. I mean, it just shows how like the old style like Mexican things that we've been used to, like swap meets and all that.
Yeah.
How they're evolving, you know, with modern technology.
Yeah.
It's like it's easier to spread it and
spread the
make
word.
It a big thing. So it's like, yeah, like last time we were there, how packed did it get when we were leaving?
Dude,
scary packed, man.
Because like, okay, so people that don't know Avenue 26 is
go there.
It's this swap meet / fucking food fair in Los Angeles.
I thought it was just food, but now like people are selling stuff. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Because we went there on a Thursday when it was kind of chill, you know. So this thing's every fucking day, but like it
now
cracks.
It's like every day. Yeah,
it cracks. Thursday's pretty cracking, but it's on the weekends when it's fucking insane. The parking, so. Do you go there? And the cool thing about it is nobody has a permit there. Anybody can sell. If you want to start a business, go sell your fucking, if you make dope ass socks, I don't know what the fuck you make. Go.
It's a real life Etsy store. Right.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly. What it is, man.
It's like when you're watching cool. Wreck-It Ralph and then you go inside the internet. That's how it
is.
Right.
That's
how it
is. That's true. That it gives you that vibe. All right. I get you. Yeah.
But it's cool, man. The food's fucking awesome. Yeah. The vibe's cool. And that's a whole LA staple right there. And I see other people doing like the same Street Fighter thing, but what Avenue 26 just stands out the most because it's in an alley. So it kind of
like it's in LA, man. Like it's right in LA. Like.
And it's in LA and it's in an alley. So it's like you feel enclosed and it feels like its own little fucking thing because it's just like walls again. Yeah. So it feels like an East Asian market. You know what I mean?
If you walk far enough like up the street, like you get to the train tracks too, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and they're even still trying to fucking put more fucking
that's where we smoke. Yeah, they still try to expand even more, adding more little areas.
So it's just something about that alley that gives it a cool little vibe, you know? Because, like, I mean, even the alleys in downtown LA are fucking dope, dude. I like the alleys.
I mean, I'm not going to tell people to go to the alleys in downtown LA at night, but,
you know, yeah.
As you please.
Avenue 26, man. Go over there. It's cracking, dude. Shit, yeah.
I miss the tacos, the birria tacos.
Ooh, yeah.
So far, some of the best birria tacos I've had since, like, I don't even know, like, compared to regular restaurants. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Like these people, whatever, like the food too, you can just, if you make some bomb ass food, just get whatever stuff you need to pull up on a spot that's available and no one will stop you. And it's like, if it's good, you'll, you know, probably make some money.
I tell Steph, man, let's fucking do like, people like fusion shit. Let's go there and just have a little cart and just set up right there. Bro, you can make fucking money there.
Anything with like Mexican food and Chinese food, that's it, man. Yeah. I'm sold.
People love that shit, dude.
They got the birria ramen. I was like, what?
Yeah.
See, these Mexicans are learning. You see, I was like, hey, we got it.
Because they're like, hey, man, fucking at home, like, because a lot of Mexicans, we eat fucking top ramen. Noodles
and top ramen. Yeah, exactly.
So it was only natural.
A matter of time, yeah, before this fusion happened.
Yeah.
The great culture is nice.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fusion. That's like I'm surprised when I see those fusion restaurants like Taco Bell and KFC. How come they don't make like a fucking fried chicken taco, bro?
That's true, man. I mean, everyone's already doing the fried chicken now because of what, Popeyes?
Yeah.
Because now like KFC has it, Burger King has it, everybody has it.
Which ones have you tried, the chicken sandwiches?
Fuck, I think I've almost tried all of them except maybe Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. has a new one too.
I think I know they have a waffle burger or waffle chicken sandwich. It looks fucking good, dude.
I mean, that sounds scary, but yeah, I want to try that now. Damn.
But dude, I tried the Burger King one. I think that's probably the best one.
I had it like 2 days ago.
It's pretty good.
And I got the spicy one too.
I think it's better.
I'm just not a pickle person, you know. I don't do that. I don't fuck with pickles. And I get it. You know, I don't like people fighting a pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
I love pineapple on pizza,
whatever,
dude.
That's your bill. Like, hey, I'm not going to argue. I don't like pickles. That's it. Just, I'm not going to bother you and your pineapples or your pickle. Just leave me and my non-pickles alone. You know, that's it.
Dude, that shit. Because I remember trying like because it was 2 years ago. I think it's exactly 2 years ago when the chicken sandwich first came out at Popeyes.
Yeah. That shit was crazy, dude.
Ridiculous, dude.
I remember the lines, man, the drive-through lines, people getting mad. I remember the dude, right? There was a dude on the news like, oh, I'll just get a pizza, the white guy.
Yeah.
That's just hilarious.
And then fucking, I remember trying so hard to get with Steph and then going there and there's pieces of paper that say, sorry, we ran out of fucking.
Out of chicken.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, how are you going to run out of chicken? You're a chicken place. I'm like, we don't have infinite chickens, man. What do you mean? There's a limited supply.
Like, we have fries. Yeah. You want Cajun fries?
I got everything else except chicken. Like, nah, man. There's no, I can't do it. Like, all right, man.
I'll make you a bomb-ass Cajun fry coleslaw sandwich.
Substitute it, man. Whatever. But, like, that's how it's been crazy with all the, like I said, all the new stuff blowing up on the internet, on Instagram, social media.
It becomes memes.
Everything becomes memes. That's the only reason why I even found out about the, like, my buddy told me, like, yo, try out the KFC chicken sandwich. I'm like, aren't all their sandwiches chicken sandwich? He's like, no, yeah, but, like, you know how the Popeyes one? I was like, wait, they're, like, everybody really is doing this? Like, yeah, all the restaurants. Breaded,
yeah.
All the restaurants are doing the, like, the special bun with the chicken and whatever, like,
it's like
sauce
that brioche bun.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was a buttermilk chicken.
I'm like, whatever. As long as they're making good food, because, you know, I get a lot of fast food because I don't cook, you know? So I'm like, hey, I'm not complaining they're good.
I remember just trying so hard to get it. And I remember, like, I was able to finally get it. I waited for an hour. And it's because there's a pop. I think we passed by the Popeyes in Boyle Heights. Yeah. That one's open 24 hours.
Yeah, you mentioned that one. Yeah. No, that's why I didn't get to try it 2 years ago whenever it came out. I didn't try it till like recently, till like this year that I've been trying them all, just because there's no lines for them anymore.
Yeah,
I remember we tried to order some Popeye chicken sandwich on Popeyes, on DoorDash.
Oh, you fucked up. You just fucked up the DoorDash.
Three times. Like three separate occasions. Because every time we'd be like, let's try it today. Let's try it now.
They canceled?
And they would cancel, or they'd be like, isn't it take too long, so we cancel? Or like, they're waiting.
Yeah.
They cancel. I'm like, damn, they probably just kept it for themselves, you know?
Or also, they
or probably... Or it's just such a long line.
Or they probably don't get paid enough.
Most likely. And yeah. I was like, you know, I didn't feel bad at first because I didn't realize that it was a fad. Like, it was a thing going on. I thought it was like, it's just a chicken sandwich. Like, no, people were going crazy over this shit.
It was a meme, dude.
It became a meme. And then I became a part of it without even... like realizing it.
We're just memes now, dude.
That's all life is now. Life has meaning and it's memes.
Memes, bro.
That's it.
I don't remember like 5 years ago. Remember Ruby's Quinceañera?
Ruby's Quinceañera. Oh man. The like super, super, super paisa like drug dealing dad or something.
So yeah, so it was like supposed they made like a video on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to just be for family, right?
And it blew up somehow.
The dad was inviting, like, you know, todos vengan a al party, todos vengan acá, a la quinceañera de Ruby, vamos a tener comida, música. And then he was pretty much like doing like a little like digital flyer for the family.
For everybody, yeah.
And then it just went viral. People were just like fucking
showing up, right?
Sharing it. But leading up to the quinceañera, it just became a huge fucking meme. And like, I mean, in like Latin community, Latin America. Cause fucking, there's all these memes about fucking.
I remember him with his cowboy hat and everything. I'm like, he looks like just one of my uncles.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would I not go to this party? You know.
And there's memes of people getting dressed up, like getting ready to go to Ruby's Quinceañera. Yeah. You know? And then after that, the news started doing it like in Spanish, like Gordo La Flaca. They're like, I can't name those top 10 memes of Ruby's Quinceañera. And it got so big that like fucking.
The dad's like, I don't have enough food.
Yeah, but it got so big that fucking like these big music artists wanted to start performing there. So like, I forgot who, but they just sponsored the whole fucking quinceañera to actually make it a fucking event.
That's insane. See, I didn't know all that. I just knew that that was it was blowing up.
Yeah,
and I didn't know it went from like, oh, this is just a party, but then people are like, yeah, let's make it a crazy party. Like,
and they made it to a fucking huge party. It was a huge
blowout turnout thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they had artists performing, like famous artists performing at Ruby's Quinceañera. And it just became a whole, it's almost similar to that one thing that happened recently. Something Adrian's Kickback in Huntington Park.
Oh,
Huntington Beach.
Not too long ago. That was like, damn, like 2-3 months ago.
Yeah, it was a flyer that the guy made for just a kickback in Huntington Beach.
It kept getting bigger and bigger. And I remember
a bonfire,
seeing,
you know?
Yeah, when it was little and then it just kept blowing up. And I was like, damn, like, I feel like I might have to go too. Where's it at? Huntington Park? I'm not
Huntington Beach.
It's
like,
it's not that far. I might show up.
I think we should make a party
at
Wheater Narrows and let's make it happen. You ever see fucking Wayne's World Part 2?
Hell yeah, man. I love Mike Myers.
Michael Myers?
Him too. Yeah.
So remember Wayne's World 2 when they want to do Wayne Stock?
Yeah.
And remember how they had a hard time getting the word out? If they had TikTok back then, it would have gone viral, dude.
The problems TikTok could have solved years ago.
Yeah, the problems that TikTok could have solved 30 years ago, dude.
I still don't have a TikTok, man. I don't know. I can't.
I think you should just make it just to, you don't have to be a creator. You could just be a consumer and just enjoy. Yeah, like just
watch stuff all the time.
It's fun just to enjoy. But it's funny because like Wayne's World or shit like that, like back then, those concerts, those things would have gotten so viral now with like people just sharing that shit. Yeah. But it's funny because like I tell my comedian friends, bro, why is it hard to fucking fill out a comedy show when we actually we push these flyers and these other flyers, they don't try to go viral, you know?
They just post everything online, just do everything online.
So I guess that's the thing.
I think you should DM more people too. Yeah. I feel like when people get like a personal message, they're like, oh damn, this is mine. And it's so easy. Like you can do the same message, send it to like all your friends. Fuck it, you know?
Why not?
I mean, I think that would work.
But that's so funny, dude. Just like all those memes. That's how with this project, I'm trying to do that, you know, where like, so people that don't know, I made like I made a cereal box that says Fruit Loops, like Fruit Loops. I edited the cover. So what I'm going to do is
straight cholo on the cover too. It looks mad gangster. Like
it does, right?
And it fooled me too. It looks real. It looks good. I came in here. I'm like, okay, he's just got some Fruit Loops on the, whatever. People do that, you know? And then I look at the front of it, or he shows me the front of it, and I was like, oh, what the hell? They finally dropped the gangster version of Fruit Loops. And then he's like, it's a fake. And then I told him, I got mad. I was like, how dare you? How dare you fool me like this? I was excited. I wanted to feel my inner cholo come out with these.
It looks legit,
it
right?
It looks legit. I love it, yeah.
So what I want to do is my whole project is make a whole bunch of these and put them around, what's it called, like LA County? Like in hood stores and people finding them and them just sharing them on their social media. So hopefully it goes viral. So it gives me publicity. Like, yeah, but you're right. I'm going to put my...
The QR code?
QR code. Because I already have like my little handles. Like I put the... You can slightly see a little bit. But I'm going to make it a little bit darker.
Oh, the TikTok stuff.
TikTok. And yeah, there's an Instagram
handle. Because it's light, yeah.
So I'm going to... Yeah. So my whole idea is like people, because I'm pretty sure if you see this on the fucking at a shelf, you'd be like, what the fuck?
I mean, and it's still cereal. So yeah. Even if you get it, you're not losing anything. No. You're still getting a box of Fruit Loops. I mean, if you don't like Fruit Loops, then.
You might like Fruit Loops.
Yeah, you might love them. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my little strategy for this summer. Hopefully it goes viral and it helps me out. So let's see how it goes, you know?
That's going to be a good time.
So yeah. Fuck yeah, man. So it's crazy. You passed out and fucking snow the product. Yeah.
But you know what? I felt worse about just having to take away the experience from my girlfriend because she was excited. I mean, like I said, she's a huge fan who got me into her. And then I became a fan because she's like, she listens to Snow every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this song? And she's like, oh my God, you want me to turn it off? I'm like, bitch, no, this shit's badass. Like, bump that shit up. And then I told her like a few days ago, I'm like, I have a lot more Snow the Product music in my playlist than I realized.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I can't help it. Like, she produces good shit. Like, that's it.
She's from LA, right?
I have no idea. I have no clue, honestly.
But she's been at it for years. Yeah.
I didn't see, that's the thing, because now I've started watching her podcast and all her stuff. I didn't realize like she's a little older, but she looks great. She looks fabulous, you know.
A lot of rappers, I mean, everybody looks younger now.
Because I feel like now it's like people know at least what you can do just to take care of yourself without a lot of people don't really smoke cigarettes anymore.
Yeah.
And back then everybody did and everybody aged faster. I mean, think about old people now. Most old people now, I feel, still look younger, still look great. But there's a lot of people, you know, even like 20, 30 years ago that like, damn, old people look old, you know?
Or even, not even that, bro. There'd be like, you see like some old like basketball players, they look old for being like in their 20s or even baseball players. But it's just like the conditions were different. Maybe like the food didn't have that many vitamins, and you
somehow
know?
Somehow it just, you age
nobody moisturized back
then,
really. Yeah.
Like, it's like certain things that you could easily prevent.
Yeah,
that weren't prevented just because the lack of awareness, as opposed to now. There's so much awareness for anything. Like you can Google anything and be like, these are all the things you need to do to prevent this and whatever. Or to, if you're trying to do this, these are all the, like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So much easier to do all that.
But you're right. Everybody fucking smoked back then, dude. Everybody back in the day. If you watch old movies, everybody was smoking. That wasn't even part of the fucking script, dude. Like, you were watching Lucy, they're just fucking lighting up cigarettes.
All the time, just because it's the thing to do.
And I guess it was not part of the fucking script to be a smoker.
Like,
it was just
cars, too. How every car had ashtrays installed.
Yeah.
Because
I forgot about
smoked.
That. Dude.
I mean, I don't know, for a long time, I didn't even know. Yeah, because it's like, oh, yeah, don't. Car, like when I got a newer car, I was like, wait, where's the fucking ashtray, you know?
Or even the lighter
thing. the little button thing, because I saw one of the meme videos of someone like, I bet a lot of people don't even know what this is, and it was the cigarette lighter, and I was like, it's a cigarette, I've seen it in my mom's old ass car.
Yeah,
but then I'm like, wait, they don't have that anymore.
No,
why?
Right? That's crazy. It's a charger
people
now.
People aren't smoking anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's an actual, I mean, you could have still connected your stuff to charge stuff.
Yeah.
But now they just don't have it anymore.
That's crazy how like it went from fucking like you could charge it because it worked as both, right?
Some
charger,
some, not all,
and a lighter.
Some of them I'm pretty sure did not do that. But because I mean, I never tried it with all of them, but the one that my mom had, it did do that. So I was like, cool. It was like an old ass.
That's dangerous, dude.
Oh, very.
That's but if you're driving fast and trying lighting, it falls off your hand, bro. It's in a fucking brand new, like a fucking, like a cow, dude.
Yeah. But anyways, back to the concert, because I feel like I keep skipping over it.
Picolandia.
Damn, that's a scary one. That one sounds good. But I mean, I'm excited.
I'm down. I'm down.
I'm excited to go.
The four of us, you, me, Steph, and Adri, we go there. Sir. We go dressed up.
How dressed up? Hold on. Slow down.
Cowboys, dude.
Damn. If I get a hat, I'm down.
I'm going to dress as Woody, though.
Oh, I'll be Buzz Lightyear then.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It'll be done.
I'm down to, I don't know, I hate big crowds to do like
that. I mean, that's the thing right now. You can't. Because everybody, I feel like everyone is
anxious,
flooding everything and still, you know, a little.
You got to wait a bit for shit like that to die down because it's just insane right now.
There's supposed to be another strain or strand of COVID coming out. And I was like, damn, it mutated fast because everyone's still out doing everything.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I miss the lockdown. It was very, it was very peaceful, dude.
It was calm. I'm a calm soul, too. So, you know, like, I'd like to chill.
It was so chill. Yeah. No traffic, dude. Or no they were giving traffic, us money dude. For yeah. nothing.
Yeah, I was
dude.
Like, where's my... I'm still waiting on the government to give me my money. I haven't been paid since, like, May.
Oh, the last of...
Yeah, I have, like, 7 or 8 pending
payments. Oh, it's all going to drop in.
I mean, good, if it, that's baby. Cool with me. It's just... Drop it now, man. Let's go.
Oh, you'll be rich, dude.
Yeah, I'm leaving. What? I'm leaving the country.
Bro, once it goes into your account, withdraw that shit and put it in your... Hide it in your fucking house, dude.
I'll put it with my drug stash.
It's not like fucking the government's going to try to come look for it. We know
they're going to ask for it back. Like, hey, I don't know what you're talking about, government. I don't have none of that.
But wasn't it peaceful, dude?
Hell yeah, man. I mean,
it chill?
It was cool. I was working for like the first half of it. Because, you know, I was an essential worker.
Yeah.
But afterwards, like, just getting to chill, it's like, yeah, you're just chilling the whole time. After I got laid off, I'm like, I'm just chilling every day.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Super peaceful and chill. I mean, it sucks that, you know, some people got sick from the thing, but.
I mean, that's what scares me the most is, like, if we are aware, like I said, all the information that we can get, right, from the internet, if we're aware of how many people have died. From like even if it's not directly from just COVID, if it's like COVID combined with other things, regardless, like that's the thing. COVID triggered it or even on its own has been killing people or really hurting people. Some people are still in the hospital since like the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
With like low immune systems.
And it's like with their lungs and their heart problems. Like that's something that's pretty serious. And people, a lot of people still are ignoring it. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not anything, but.
Well, like the way you're speaking, I think you're a doctor. Again, like,
it's the glasses.
Dude.
But not even then, it's like we have all this information at the palm of our fingertips and we still, I don't know, ignore it for the most part.
I mean, it's the same thing with people that fucking smoke cigarettes and you know what I mean? It's just like that.
You're
like,
you can't even like if you see a person smoking a cigarette, it's rude of you now to tell them like, hey, you know, those are bad for you. Like, bitch, everybody knows that.
Yeah
they exactly. know that. 100% they are aware of that. They don't care. They don't give a fuck, which is fine. You know, that's your life. Go ahead.
Crazy.
But so when you're affecting others, that's when, you know, that's why it's the whole thing.
So back to the, what's it called? Back to Picolandia. What happened again?
The snow the product. Okay.
Snow the Proclandia.
Let me tell you how it went down when I was coming. All right. So I was standing there and I'm just thinking to myself, like, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do? Like, that's what's running through my head.
When you're about to faint?
Yeah. And I'm like, because I'm standing and I'm like, let me move my knees so that I don't lock my knees
because
people pass out like that. So I'm like, da, 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 moving my legs up and down and then like just stretching a bit and like throwing my hands up like, yeah. And then next thing I know, if you've ever played Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, the first Modern Warfare.
I played Mario Brothers.
That too. That's a good time. But there's
I know a good one. Zelda, when he passes out and he spins.
Damn, okay.
Or Yoshi, right? Yoshi's Island, he dies. And he spins and he falls down.
I didn't make any cute noises. I think Adrian said I like seized a bit like for like a second, but that was it. But basically like I'm waking up and it's like if I'm on a battlefield because it's people all around me and like all I see are legs and feet like stomping and I hear, you know, the music, but it's like it's a little, not blurred, but.
Did you you fell?
Once I like slowly opened my eyes, I see and I saw the feet. I was like, where the fuck? I'm like, oh, I'm on the floor. Of course. And I'm wearing this hat and it got dirty. I was like, fuck, I just bought this white hat. I don't have any white hats.
What did Adrian do?
Oh, she was a hero, man. She was like there, like holding my head, trying to. That's why I felt even worse because she's taking care of me so well.
She's nurturing like, you back
up.
To health.
She's like, hey, are you okay? Like, it's okay, come on. And then like she's trying to get me up. And the worst thing of all, because you've seen her, you've seen she's tiny.
Yeah.
Nobody was helping her. And I'm like, I'm a bitch for passing out and all that on her. But nobody was helping her. And that's the one thing that when she got out of the crowd with me, that she just kept thinking and telling me, like, nobody offered to help. Nothing. I mean, not that she was asking for the help, because she wasn't. But nobody offered. And I'm like, that's kind of shitty. But we've had that conversation, her and I. Like, I've told her how many times, like, crazy, crazy times that, like, I've been on the streets or driving or living life, and then somebody is in need of help, and yeah. I've gone out of my way, like, hey, man, are you okay? You know, all kinds of things, but people don't. Like, I would be there. There was a time on the freeway with a motorcycle accident, and I'm there, like, in the middle of the freeway with this guy that's, like, dying. And like all these people created us, they block off the freeway, they create a circle. No one is helping. I'm like, dude, I was like 19 at the time. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a kid. I don't know what I'm doing. And then some nurse jumps over, like on the freeway. She stops on the other side. She jumps over the barricade, runs over. Don't touch him. I was like, what? She's like, you have to get his consent. I'm like, bitch, he's dying. And because he's having an asthma attack on top of that. So I mean, that's a story for another time, you know, but. That's happening.
You got to get people's consent. Hey, I know you're underneath a car, but can I...
Is it okay if I, like, move your body out of the way so you don't die? And they're like...
So you don't sue me, bro?
I do not consent. Yeah. Like, leave me here, you know? And I mean, because it's happened.
That's...
Somebody tried to kill themselves or something, and then, like, they prevented it, and then he got injured. So really? He sued the other person or the police or somebody. There was a story like
that's
that.
That's hilarious.
Google it sometime.
That's like the plot line of fucking The Incredibles 2, I think, yeah, about the consent.
Yeah, yeah. That's what happened in The Incredibles 2. Exactly. Yeah. Or part one. Exactly. Yeah. Damn. Saying it out loud. Yeah, like, you're right. That's exactly what happened with the dude. Mr. Incredible saves him, breaks his neck,
yeah.
and he sues him.
Yeah.
That's the shit, too, in real life. That's why we can't do that. Because people that have tried to kill themselves and were stopped. Like, for example, let's say you're trying to kill yourself. You cut your wrist to die. Somebody comes up, patches you up. You don't die. You have scars, though. You have cuts. You have scars. You have to heal.
Now you have the fucking medical bill.
Exactly.
The medical bill, you know?
Well, I didn't ask them to save me. So they should pay for it.
Damn.
And more for all this emotional extra trauma, you know? And it's crazy because it's like, are you legally allowed to kill yourself?
Yes. Wait, is this a trick question?
I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Maybe it's a trick
question. I think it's illegal.
I'm pretty sure it is illegal. But if you try to kill yourself and like someone prevents it and saves you, but like you're hit scarred or something, I'm pretty sure you could sue them.
Yeah.
Which I think is ridiculous. But I'm just, you know, who am I? I'm nobody.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Dude. Damn. I'm trying to, I want to go watch Space Jam 2 with my nieces and nephews.
Oh, yeah. We had this conversation. Yeah.
But I'm trying to go to this movie theater in Commerce. Okay. It's off Whittier Boulevard. It's right there. The Regency. Oh,
yeah. Going, yeah, you go west. Yeah.
So, dude, that's the most Mexican movie theater because they fucking.
Is that why you want to go? It happens to be the most, and you're closer there. I don't know.
I want to go there because I'll make a video too because I haven't been there in a while. But I remember going there, and I guess they added new stuff to the menu
because the bicycle casino's there. That's why.
Yeah. So fucking.
That's why it's so ghetto.
So they fucking have. I remember going there when I was a kid, and they always had like tapatio for your popcorn. You know, no,
oh, fuck yeah,
no movie theater does that shit. Damn. Tapatio with popcorn.
I mean, I think they started to just how like you know they started doing the alcohol.
Yeah,
like alcohol and reclining chairs. Like we got lazier and drunker at all theaters. You know, everybody knows like people just want to drink and lay back and watch a movie. Like okay, let's do that.
But this movie theater in Commerce, they have the tapatio with popcorn. They have a. You can get nacho cheese hot Cheetos.
The dispensers thing,
too? Yeah, and your hot Cheetos, and they have burritos, too, dude.
That's a new one.
So I'm like, that's a good TikTok right there, dude.
You're like, now it's like the dinner and the show is at the theater now. You don't have to pay double now. You don't have to take her to the movie theater and then to a restaurant. Like, bitch, we ate and we saw the movie. I don't know what else you want. Fucking, you're full. Let's go.
Yeah, that fucking burritos, dude.
I can see that.
That's insane. I never have I heard of that in a movie theater selling fucking burritos. I mean, maybe in Mexico.
Yeah, places now. They even got like, they even have pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
They sell pizzas. They sell like chicken nuggets, chicken tenders.
Yeah.
French fries, bunch of stuff now. I'm telling you, like everything is just evolving.
Yeah.
In a way.
I was surprised when I went to the movie, when we went to the movie theaters to watch Black Widow.
Oh, yeah.
Popcorn wasn't that expensive than I thought. And they give you a lot too, you know?
Yeah. Because you guys had extra. I'm like, yeah.
So it was pretty good. So I'm trying to call out fucking movie theaters to see if they have Space Jam today, but they're not fucking, they're not answering their fucking, it's like they're sending me to voicemail. It's like a house number, dude.
You're calling? Who calls a theater now?
I call a theater.
It doesn't say it on the,
it does, but it says, it's very confusing. So I'm trying to call them, but it's like, it sounds like a fucking, like somebody's house number. This is the number.
Watch the
name. Please leave your message for.
It's like somebody's personal phone.
I was expecting a name. Like, please leave your name for, like, Juan or something. Oh,
they don't even have, like, times for the movies. No, it's just fucking... Yeah.
They might be close. What's today?
Thursday. It's prime.
That's true.
Today's the best day to go watch a movie, so I'm trying to go see Space Jam 2.
Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I said, it's...
You don't care about it?
I just... Nothing about it so far has gotten my... Aside from it being Space Jam and Looney Tunes, I don't really... It doesn't seem appealing. I feel like it's going to... I mean, I could be wrong. I could be 100% wrong.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't think it looks good, but maybe it ends up being a great movie. Maybe it's better than the first. I don't know. But I
doubt it, but I just want to go for the...
It's a classic. And it's like, I have no problem with like an old movie being good and then the new version of it being better. I feel like that's fine. Like if something comes out and it's just better or just as good, how can I complain about it? You know, I'm not the type like, oh no, that's the classic. You can't mess with it at all. Like, no. If it was good, but something came out that was the same thing, but better, like, why not?
Not Dumb and Dumber 2, man.
Yeah, that's different. No, I saw Dumb and Dumber again the other day because
the old one.
It's one of the funniest movies, man. It's hilarious.
Did you see the new one, bro?
Well, there's the When Harry Met Lloyd.
Not that one.
And then Dumb and Dumber, right?
Yeah.
And it had some funny stuff, but it was not the same.
It was not the same, dude.
And I thought it was because, like, maybe it's because they're old. And I'm like, not really. It's not even that. I think it was just the script itself, like the jokes in there.
Yeah.
The twists and all that. Like, part one is super, like, you got to pay attention to the dialogue because it's the stuff that they're talking about that's going on. Like, as a child, I'm just laughing at them being stupid. But then when I understand shit more, I'm like, oh, man, this stuff is hilarious. Like, it's all a big misunderstanding, but it's hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
It's good times.
Dumb and Dumber, yeah. But I just want to watch it, but I just really want to go to get the burritos and just, like, for the experience, really.
Do it. Let me know. I mean, if you think the movie's worth watching, spending money on, then maybe.
Have you heard about that guy, Bearson?
Bearson? No.
There's a guy who's walking from L.A. to New York in a bear suit.
What?
And he's doing it to raise money for cancer and other stuff.
Nothing related to bears?
No. Well, so. Right, he's on his eighth day, I think, right now.
God damn.
And he's in Barstool right now.
Yeah, if you Google it, like, whatever location, like, how long would it take me to walk from here to there? It'll tell you.
Yeah.
But I'm like, does that take into account, like, breaks and eating and shitting, sleeping?
I don't think it does.
You know?
So, this guy, Bearson, people are following his progress, his journey, and they're catching up to where he's at. They're giving him water. Some people are giving him shelter.
Yeah.
It's like Forrest Gump, dude.
So he's doing the Forrest Gump thing, basically. Yeah.
Here, look. Oh,
that's cool.
I'll find this guy. He's pretty cool, man. I've been following him.
The fact that he's in a bear suit, though, it just scares me. Like,
he's starting in Little Tokyo.
Damn. LA.
Yeah, dude. Here, I'm going to find him. What the fuck's going on here? How come I can't search?
Is that the TikToks?
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
there's a fly here. It's fucking annoying, dude. It's like these flies only... sole purpose is to fucking annoy people, dude.
Yeah, they don't do anything. Like, they don't go after food or anything. Because I'm like, I don't have anything. I'm like, it doesn't.
They don't pollinate shit, bro. What's the purpose, really?
Of a fly?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't pollinate. They eat the shit. They don't even eat shit. They just lick it.
Yeah, do they have any prey or predator? Well, I mean, maybe they're just food, like, for frogs, right?
I guess,
They throw the tongue and catch
them. That is their purpose. They're food for frogs. It. So this is Bearson. People are following him.
I was not thinking that was the bear suit. I was thinking it was like a fuzzy brown California looking bear. That's a cute looking bear. Hey, yo, guys, check this out. So I have to clean this guy, repair this guy, clean that guy. Guess where I'm at? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Fire station or the Barstool one.
This guy, number one. I'm trying to see where people are finding him. Yeah. Look. This is him walking in Apple Valley.
Why is he in the bear suit, though?
It's just like a little... That's his whole signature.
Is there an AC inside?
Fuck no. Look, guys. No, dude, it's just
there's
a suit.
There's no AC in here. Look. This is the inside of the head. There's nothing in there.
So let me...
Damn.
Yeah, so like, there's people that see him on the streets.
Yeah.
And everybody's taking pictures of Bearson.
They gave him a little skateboard.
So he looks like an anime bear.
Yeah, he looks like a little anime style bear.
Look.
Oh my god, it's him!
Aw, damn.
Hey, go ahead. TikTok bunny!
It's a bear.
Oh, she said TikTok bunny?
TikTok bunny.
This is why I don't have TikTok. This is why I can't.
Bye! This is how Bearson watches his bear suit on his
journey. So people are following his journey, dude. Look at that, he's taking a shower at the car wash.
That sucks, it's heavier.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Just found growth.
Look. That's cool. Isn't that cool, right?
That's great. I mean, I want to know if he's taking like the most direct path. Like the straightest line, or is he following like a road, you know?
He is. So he has a solar power charger.
We saw him. Oh, nice for his phone and shit.
Look at that. That's pretty cool, right?
Damn, so Victorville, Jesus.
So and, like, he started areas. Yeah. Too. I don't know why he didn't fuck. They're fucking flying McKillet. So I don't know why he didn't start doing this in the beginning of the year when it was fucking cooler or like the ending of fucking.
Maybe he timed it out or like by the time he got.
Because maybe he don't want to hit. Maybe he don't want to hit snow.
Because either way, at some point, it's gonna take a while. I feel like either way, his journey at some point is gonna take him through like sunny, hot areas, anyways.
And I feel the more blizzards recognition too, he's getting, cold, yeah. You know? Yeah. The more recognition he's getting, people are going to help him out more, you know? So he's at 380,000 followers, and he had probably like 100K like a couple of days ago.
I got to follow him now.
Dude, he's pretty cool. He's on Instagram, Verisun.
I'm going to do it. Just because I'm like, I think that's insane.
And then he has a cool shop where you can donate money, or like he sells his merchandise. Look. Little Verisun.
Fuck.
And he has...
I'm like, I was expecting like a ferocious, like, realistic looking bear suit. Like Chewbacca.
Like a bear skin.
And this dude's like the most adorable fucking bear. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I gotta follow him.
Let me see his catalog. Find him on Instagram. He's pretty cool, dude. Bear I'm song. Like, I'm so curious about his fucking journey because it's fucking hot, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's insanely hot.
Is it this guy? Is it because I don't know if he has fakes or.
That's him, Bear Sun. Yeah.
I guess he's bigger on TikTok. I'm sorry, man. I don't have a TikTok.
But you can still, you post his journey there. So, like, yeah.
Oh, he went to a Marine Corps base. Nice.
Which one? Verisun, dude. Pretty cool, right?
Hell yeah. It's cute, man. It's adorable.
I wish I know where I know where he's at, but fuck, I'm not going to drive out there. If he was closer, because like I saw videos, he was like in Alhambra, like walking by.
I mean, he literally just started this like 2 weeks
ago. He's done that before. He's made the walk from LA to San Francisco, and now this is a new journey he's doing.
Wait, I mean, LA to San Francisco, that's one thing. To New York is. I feel like he, I don't know, he should have, I don't know, done another halfway mark maybe, and then, I mean, I guess just do the whole thing.
So he has cool shirts.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm gonna support this guy, dude. This guy's badass, dude. Verisun.
Will he accept rides?
I don't know if he accepts
against, like, his code.
I feel he will only accept rides. He accepts shelter for sure, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, he needs the shelter.
He needs to stay in fucking places, but like. Yeah.
Because he's got to eat, too. I'm like, how the money and all that, right?
What do bears do, dude? What do bears eat?
They shit in the woods.
So you thought it was like a grizzly, like a not that.
Like a ferocious-looking bear man.
But you wouldn't think, you wouldn't think he would get shot down by people thinking that he's a real fucking bear. Yeah,
but no, I mean, I guess exactly. That makes sense. That's funny.
But it's cool that people are following him. They're giving him water and shit like that because it's fucking hot, dude.
I love it.
Yeah, it's just like Forrest Gump, dude. And I'm thinking, I don't have the fucking, I don't have the ambition to fucking, I was thinking, maybe I can skateboard across.
I'll pass out, apparently.
Yeah.
It's too hot. I'm just going to pass out again.
So I can skateboard. No, I'm not going to skateboard across fucking shit.
Plus, like, I don't want to be smoking, getting high and walking and all that.
Yeah. But it's scary walking at night, dude.
I wouldn't know. Yeah, have you been in the desert?
You can't see shit, dude. You can't see
shit, man. It's not like in the video games. They lied to you.
Where yeah.
Like, oh, it's nighttime and you see every fucking thing because the moonlight. No, sir. If there's no moon, if there's clouds at night, you can't see shit.
Yeah.
Man. There could be fucking chupacabra right here next to you. You can't tell.
Yeah.
And you hear all this crazy shit out there in the desert. I mean, not that I'm crazy, but you know.
Or the fucking... The hills have eyes, that kind of shit, dude. Fuck that shit, dude.
Damn, you said that and it made my back like more. That's just crazy, man.
Bear is some. I'm gonna fucking kill this fly, dude.
I'll just leave. I have a fly swatter too. One day, I don't know how.
I have them too, but I just.
I think the window was cracked or something and like six of them came into the house in the hallway.
They came up too, huh? The fucking flies.
I closed all the other doors. I trapped them in there and I had the fly swatter and I'm just standing there in the middle like. Bam, bitch. Like, as soon as they stop somewhere.
A massacre.
Yeah.
It was
genocide.
It was like when Darth Vader in have you seen Anakin. Rogue One?
Oh, wait.
Rogue One, the ending part where Darth Vader comes out.
Oh, and my he's, God. Yeah, I like that one. But I was going to say, like, Anakin with the little kids.
Oh, no. That's
no, horrible. I prefer the Darth Vader.
That's crazy. Yeah, like, that. He's slaughtering everybody, dude. That was a badass scene.
Like, he's like, this is why he's Darth Vader, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, thank God. They finally gave him, like, the credit he deserved. Because a lot of people don't know. There's a lot more story to... Star Wars other than just the movies.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fucking nerd, you know? But yeah, Darth Vader is a bad motherfucker. The video game too. You ever play the video games?
I played a couple.
That shit's tight.
Which one? Super Nintendo? No, those are not the, those are not the good ones.
I mean, those are good too, like the classic ones. But like the, what is it? The Force Unleashed?
No.
That was like a PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3 game. That shit's tight.
The game that I used to play a lot and I used to love you was in Nintendo 64. It was, what? Let me see. Let me try to think what, which one it was.
Mario Kart, dog.
Super yeah.
Smash Brothers.
Let me see. Nintendo 64 Star Wars. I'll find it right now and I'll show
oh,
you.
Oh, the Pod Racer one.
No, not that
one. No, dude, that one was fucking hard, but it was a fun game. I keep fucking with the mic. Like, I keep moving it around. Like, if I'm a rapper, I should stop doing that. I feel like it's going to fuck with the sound.
So, it's Shadows of the Empire?
Damn, that's a classic. Okay, I'll flex with that.
Is it that one? Let me see.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Oh, so fun,
there's also, dude, Rogue Squadron, I think, was one of them.
Yeah, Shadows of the Empire was this one right here, dude. Because where you had a jetpack and you could fucking fly, and we're just flying through the caves or the caverns. It's fucking badass, dude. Tell
you, man, Star Wars is sick.
Something about getting a Nintendo Switch, dude.
I get it. I support it. I agree. The new one, right? The new one that's coming out?
What's the difference?
I think it's just a little bigger and the style of it.
Yeah.
But it's just like the screen is a little bigger. Everything else, it should have everything the same, just with more.
Okay. Yeah, how much is it? Like $300? $400?
$350.
Okay, that's good, right, man.
I was like, wait, how much?
Yeah. And plus, like, yeah, I just want to play old games. I don't play the new games.
Because they have the thing where, like, you can have the Nintendo Pass or something, and it offers a lot of their old games.
But yeah, like you can just download like from the store.
It's like $20 a year.
For
I don't know what the fuck the Nintendo is doing, but they're doing it right.
That's smart, because like,
yeah, it's super cheap and it's a whole year. Like, how can you be like, I don't want to do it? And it's like,
that's not bad. And you can play as many old games as you want.
I mean, whatever games they have on there, but
like seasonal and shit like that.
They do add, so far that I've had it, I feel like they've only been at like all those games from the
beginning. Which ones are the ones that do they have Donkey Kong Country?
Oh, yeah, they have the Donkey Kong Country one.
They have old Super Mario World, Yoshi's Island.
Super Mario World, I think the Yoshi, the not Yoshi's Island. But the Super Mario 2, where like you could ride the Yoshi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have like the old school Metroid.
Okay, that's fucking worth it, dude.
Yeah. A lot of them are cool. And then like even like older games that people probably never heard of.
Yeah.
They just throw it on there because you got to understand the way these old games were made, the 8-bit ones, it's so little memory that it's so many of them fit.
On
our hard drives now, you know? So that's the thing.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to get it then, dude. Fucking shit, dude. You convinced me, bro.
Good. Fuck. Sponsor me, Nintendo.
Yeah.
I love them, man.
We're almost done right here.
They're doing it right.
So I just got back from Arizona, dude. It was fucking hot.
Ooh.
Like, okay, you said 110 degrees?
Yeah.
It was around there, dude. 110, 111. It was fucking horrible. And it was fucking dry as fuck, too. Like,
you feel like you're burning. Like, I just felt like it's so hot and you can tell. Like, you're whatever part of you is exposed is feeling the heat.
Yeah. And it's not like right in the morning, it's fucking hot. Like right away, like at 7 in the morning, it's fucking 90 degrees.
Any piece of sunlight that's such is just hot.
90 degrees?
The air too. The air is hot out there.
And then you would think like at nighttime, it'll fucking cool down. Fuck that shit, bro. It's fucking warm.
It's just uncomfortable. It's like
stuffy.
Yeah.
Stuffy.
It's more stuffy.
Fuck, man. When I was on stage, I was telling people, dude, there's no way you fucking. People have sex in their cars here, bro. And they're like, we do. I'm like, yeah, that's disgusting.
That's gross, bro.
I was like, if you meet somebody at a bar and you're going to have a wine night stand, you got to go take a shower first.
I would hope so, man. I mean,
you're not going to stick that sweaty, nasty dick inside, you know?
Yeah, like, just be courteous, bro. That's how you spread infections, you know?
As you get bacteria, homie. But it was just so. And then, so when we're inside the showroom, there was a warrant, you know, like the Amber Alerts? But there was fucking these alerts that were going through everybody's phones, and it was a sandstorm warning.
Oh, damn.
Sandstorms.
Here we are just getting, like, Amber Alerts.
People getting kidnapped.
Kidnapped and shit like that.
But I was like,
no, that's the real danger of a fucking sandstorm. What the fuck?
And I was telling people, damn. Really? Your fucking natural disaster is from the fucking Mummy movie, bro? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the
opening
fuck?
Opening his mouth and shit, trying to eat you and shit.
Cause I remember going, because I have family in Arizona, and I remember going there in the summer, and I remember they had like the monsoon, the fucking sandstorm. And I remember when the sand's looking out the windows during the daytime, you saw like a big wall of fucking sand.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was like from The Mummy, dude. I was fucking insane.
That shit's scary out there. Because on the drive back from Fresno, like there's a lot of farming stuff out there.
Yeah.
But there were some areas that were just like, it was flat land and dirt and yeah. sand maybe, whatever. And I'm like, look, you can see the little mini tornadoes. You know how they...
Yeah.
And, I'm like, and then Adri's looking at him. And she's like, oh, nice. And then she's like, oh, shit, there's a bunch of them. And then I'm like, because I'm driving, I'm not looking at the thing to hold it. But then I turn, and I'm like, oh, shit. They're, like, it, a lot of it just happens. Like, can you imagine in, where there's tornadoes and shit? I'm like, dude, fuck that. I'd rather deal with the earthquakes yeah. that we have here.
Because we get earthquakes, like, once fucking...
We're supposed to be getting the big one. And I'm like, yeah. well, I mean... That could happen anywhere. Like, if I'd rather have a big earthquake than a big ass tornado that's just destroys everything, you know?
And I don't think we live in a crazy area where, like, you know, where like it will cause damage, you know?
Like, if the earth is gonna open and like that's what people are afraid of, that the earthquake, the earth is gonna open up.
Yeah.
If that's gonna happen, that's gonna happen. We're fucked. We're fucked.
Like, yeah.
What are we gonna do? Leave the land and I don't know, you know? But same thing could happen anywhere with like a tsunami,
yeah,
a giant tornado or anything. Like, just anything could happen, you know?
Well, so. What's the best place to live at where nothing happens?
Antarctica.
And yeah, I mean, it's fucking cold as shit.
I mean, that's it. Let's just get a sweater.
I follow these people on TikTok. They live and they work in the Antarctica base.
Yeah.
And dude, it's insane. It's
stupid white and cold out
cold
there.
Cold as fuck, bro. And they're saying how their skin's always dry because it's fuck. It's the.
It kills like your epidermis. Like the. Like, I mean, your skin is all like one layer or is a layer, but like you have skin cells on top of it.
It's the Arctic desert, yeah, dude. Yeah,
it is. It's scary, man.
It's insane. The layers they got to wear to go outside. It's, dude. That's why I would say follow TikTok because you'll find
some educational
stuff and like some nerdy stuff that's very fun or like shit that you'll never like be like, whoa, it's fun, man.
I do love the nerdy shit, man. You know me.
All right, guys. That was it for today. Thanks for listening. New episode. Me, Martin Rizzo. Joined by my homie Mark. Stephanie went to work. So yeah, man. Catch me next time. I love you guys. Please subscribe and follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and all that stuff. Want to say something, Mark?
Just a big shout out to all the homies out there. And Snow the product. I love her. Also, I'm sorry for yelling at your brother that I yelled at him and I said I love and appreciate everything you do. And it's true. But it's because he looked back like he was scared. And I was like, damn, now he thinks I'm crazy. Well, you saw him? Yeah, the brother.
He's rapping. No, no,
no. No. Her brother doesn't rap. He's in charge. Like, he helps with, like, the camera work, all the equipment stuff. Because, like I said, we follow her in the podcast. And, like, me and my girl are fans of him, too. I'm like, we love – his name's Ito.
What's the podcast called?
Oh, Everyday Days.
Everyday Days.
Or Every Night podcast? Nights. Yeah. Oh, Snow the product. Or not. No, they do an audio podcast and then a YouTube channel.
Oh, cool. Fuck yeah.
So, I mean, if you have – you know, if you follow Snow the product or the Everyday Days – you know, but either way, I love and appreciate all their work.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yes. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Laters.